The Griswold Tigers wrestling team is ready to get back on the mats as they return the entire team from last year and five newcomers. Head coach Bob Amos is excited to see what his Tigers can do this season with such an anticipated turnout for boys wrestling.
I got all the kids that were on the team last year back, so they're like our second year wrestlers. I got about five new ones that decided to come on, which have never wrestled before. So that's why I say we're pretty green. I do got our returning state qualifier, our heavyweight, back this year. So that's a positive thing.
One player that Coach Amos mentioned was heavyweight state qualifier RJ DeShong, who had more than a successful year last season. He is an athlete who is always wanting more, and it shows in the circle.
I think the success from last season is, you know, he comes to practice, he works hard. I know he hates it when I come in and work out with him, but I told him, I was like, if you can compete with me, you're going to compete with anybody you come across. You know, me and the other coach, we're able to go in and give him, Coach Severn Ritter, we're able to go in and give him some good goes. And it's kind of nice. We got a couple other bigger kids that are going to come in and push him a little bit this year. And that's kind of what led to the success, you know, his success. And, you know, and I'm hoping he can build from it.
Another successful athlete coming from last year is Ethan Baxter. He not only started off well last season, he also learned how to take on the mats. Baxter is only going to get better over the course of this year.
Yep, I expect him to step up and be one of the leaders this year. You know, he's a junior. You know, this is his second season. We know we kind of had some learning curve last year, and he's really excited for the season to kick off.
Griswold knows that they are not going to be at the top of the state in wrestling. Rather, Coach Amos is looking to build a foundation with these boys. The foundation is only going to hold on a bright future for Griswold.
Like I kind of explained to the boys, you know, last year I said, you guys are the foundation. You know, that was beginning the last year. This year I told them, I was like, we're adding to the foundation. So we're going to continually try to build the foundation so we can get our house.
This is a team that will compete night in and night out. They're what Coach Amos calls, quote, gritty and salty, while staying competitive.
Necessarily expect us to win every match, but I expect us to have our opponent know that we were in that match, whether we're outclassed or not. But I expect our kids to compete, not give up. I expect them to be gritty, salty, and don't give up.
Griswold hits the mats next week on November 30th at Clarinda, starting at 5:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.